Kevin Rudd has today relinquished all ambitions for the Labor leadership, saying there are no circumstances under which he'd return to the party's top job. Mr Rudd says he never expected Simon Crean's decision to trigger a spill yesterday, describing that move as spontaneous combustion. Joining us now for more is Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane. Sabra, Mr Rudd, sir, clarified why he didn't nominate yesterday, while many of his colleagues are now paying the price. What's he had to say?
Yes, well, again, he says it was a surprise, he says, that Simon Crean decided to trigger this spill, and it's contrary, as we heard there, to what Mr Crean has said. Mr Rudd says he did take counsel from all his supporters yesterday, and when it became obvious that he didn't have an overwhelming majority, he believed it was in the best interest of the party not to run, that it would just be too damaging if the vote was too close. Let's hear his version of that.
Our party needs to be united. There's no point in inheriting a disunited party. In the events of yesterday, and following Simon Crean's surprise statement, it became clear to me, following discussions with my colleagues, that there was no significant majority. In fact, there was no majority at all. Therefore, the whole notion of a draft was simply not in a reality there. So to have proceeded on that basis, knowing that one could not have achieved a majority, let alone a significant majority, would have simply split the Labor Party right down the middle.
That's the member for Griffith, Kevin Rudd. Sabra, Kevin Rudd saying that he didn't want a split, but is that what the government has got now with so many resignations?
Well, it's exactly what we have now, with so many cabinet front benches, and we've got the whips, of course, three whips also saying that they've resigned. It is very damaging to the government, and it's damaging for yet another day. They've spent a full day talking about themselves, and voters will be wondering, what on earth is this all about? Why has it been, given especially that Kevin Rudd has said that he will not take the reins of the party again under any circumstance? He's hoping now that this will put a line through all of that talk and unify the party. And he's made that appeal today. He says it is time for them to bind up their wounds. Let's hear from Kevin Rudd again.
Now for the future. It's time for the Australian Labor Party to unite under Prime Minister Julia Gillard. Unite totally. Secondly, it is time for us to confront a significant threat to our nation's future and its interests, and that is Tony Abbott and all that he stands for. A person who I've said before I don't believe has the temperament or the policies to be the Prime Minister of this great country. And beyond that, to make sure that we are taking Labor's phenomenal record of achievement out to the people of Australia in keeping us out of the global financial crisis-induced recession, and so that we didn't have mass unemployment in this country like you see in so many countries around the world. For myself, the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has my 100% support. And as I've said in a written statement earlier today, there are no circumstances under which I will return to the leadership of the Australian Labor Party in the future. The time now is to bind up the wounds. It's important to bring people in the tent. Ultimately, leaders and Prime Ministers will make these calls. But I think it's really important that we bind up the wounds. You know something? Politics is a hard business. It's about often competing values, some competing interests, but it's really important that we bind together. That's what the Australian people expect of us, because the country needs decent politics with decent policy debate about real alternatives for our nation's future.
That's Kevin Rudd speaking this afternoon in Brisbane. Sabra, the Prime Minister will now work on a second cabinet reshuffle. What are some of the challenges that are facing her?
Yeah, second reshuffle for this year. It'll be extremely difficult for her. It's a complex matrix. I don't think we'll see worries about balancing up figures from the left and the right in the party here. It will simply be a case of finding capable people with the right experience. Martin Ferguson was well respected in the business community. Simon Crean too was well respected in rural Australia. So it will be interesting to see what alternatives the Prime Minister comes up with there. She's left the door open for possibly bringing back some Rudd reporters saying earlier today that in choosing replacements, she'll look at people who represent good values for the Labor Party, but also those people who can best serve the interests of the nation. But the sting in the tail for all of this, Sally, today has been the criticism too levelled at her and Wayne Swan. Martin Ferguson and Kim Carr have been deeply critical of their leadership style. Kim Carr especially saying that the government's handling of the media bills this week was a debacle, and he was critical of the way the government's handled the debate on 457 visas. On the other hand, however, Kevin Rudd's been careful to praise Chris Bowen as well. He's appealed to electors in Chris Bowen's seat to return him, saying that he has the potential one day to be Prime Minister. So it will be interesting. The Prime Minister says she will consider who will take those jobs in the days ahead.
That's Sabra Lane, our Chief Political Correspondent in Canberra.